We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time to talk with Pats defensive lineman Lawrence Guy, who is brought to you by your local Anderson Window Dealers, Marine Home Centers. Lawrence, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Doing pretty well, and a topic that surprisingly has a ton of interest is the nickname for the defense. And Lawrence, I know the linebackers are calling themselves boogeymen. First off, how do you feel about that?
Hey, it's a pretty cool one. What can I say? They're pretty creative with that one. So, hey.
Would you like a nickname
like that, you know?
Yeah, so you kind of I could feel like you kind of like it.
Yes.
You don't want to say anything mean about these guys. Do you think that the whole defense should have a nickname, or what about the D linemen? Have you guys given any thought to that?
Oh, we haven't got no thought about that. Like I said, like with the linebackers, it is Canaan, you know. And with Jim Collins coming in, it was a name that's Canaan, and it grew, and it is working itself out. Like, it's catchy, it sounds good. And hey, it's a cool nickname, you know, if you think about it.
Right.
As you see it, if I go to Boogeyman, I can get you that. It's pretty
right.
cool. But nickname for the defense, I mean, that just has to come, you know.
Right.
Somebody has to just come up with something that's catchy and has to stick. You can't say, I'm just going to call us something and come like, this is what it is. It has to be something that's catchy, something that's going to have to fit with the whole defense.
Well, that's a good point, because right. we open it up to callers. So a lot of Patriots fans have a lot of ideas.
Right. We got two front runners.
They're not great. Think. Yeah, so Wiggy, give them yours.
Mine's is Nightmare in New England.
Mm-hmm.
That was mine, so I'm not a great response.
No, you didn't like that. What about that? What about the Sticky Bandits? Lawrence, we lose you?
Yeah, the first one was a lot better than the second one.
All right, so the first, so he liked the nightmare.
And, all right, fine.
And a caller came up with this one, DWA, defense with an attitude.
Hmm. I don't think Lawrence likes any of these.
Yeah, I like the first one better than those last two.
Okay, so he likes mine.
The one thing I'll give you with
Nightmare in New England.
The Nightmare in New England at least ties in, then the boogeymen stay the
right.
boogeymen. So
right.
you keep them, and then it ties
right.
in nicely with
yes.
it. So I don't mind that.
So, you know, it's a work in progress.
Lawrence, are you a horror movie guy at all?
I am.
Ooh. What are some of the ones that you like?
Oh, you got the classic Friday the 13th. Like, Chucky scared the heck out of me when I was a
Ooh,
kid.
Yes.
To the point, like, hey, I'm not a fan of porcelain dolls anymore. you got the original It movie.
Okay.
You
yeah.
got the new
Ooh.
It movie.
Ooh, those are
you
two
know,
classics.
Paranormal Activities, I pretty much laughed at that because it was just too much going on. So it was pretty funny for me.
That was crazy. Yep.
You got the, oh, jeez. Oh. You got Carrie movies. You
have,
got Pet Cemetery.
Have you ever
that
seen
messed me up too,
Candyman?
Yeah.
Candyman's a good one.
Candyman's good.
Yeah. Have you seen Candyman 1 and 2?
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh, yes. And they're rebooting Candyman.
I don't know about the reboot. Have you also seen Darkman 1 and 2?
Yes.
I've not seen Darkman.
Darkman is with Liam Neeson.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so.
There's some good classic things, but like, well, I feel like if you're going to have like a now that's going back to the defense thing, you're going to have a defensive name, mm-hmm. have to be something evil and bad. Because I always tell everybody, like, the defenses are like the evil empire.
Yes.
The offense is like the force.
Okay.
Everybody wants to be, nobody wants to be a part of the force, because the force is the offense. Everybody wants to go to the dark side. That's
right.
More to the defensive side.
Ooh. I think you just gave yourself a nickname. I think Evil Empire.
Oh, I like
that.
You
guys just turned into the Evil
well,
Empire.
Well, that's the Yankees, though.
No, I know. Yeah. People call them that. That's true.
Yeah, it'd be tough around here.
Sith Lords.
So
what about the Sith Lords?
Sith Lords, maybe. I'm not a huge Star Wars guy.
Since we're doing movies here, we can get to football here in a second, mm-hmm. Wiggy. But have you seen Joker yet, Lawrence?
No, I haven't. I was going to go, then decided not to go. Decided to go out and get something to eat instead.
Mm-hmm.
And the tickets are hard to get to, but
Yeah.
Heard nothing but great reviews about it, and it's going to be a fantastic movie.
Yeah, I saw it. I liked it. I'm curious what you thought about it. Wiggy didn't like it as much.
I didn't like it as much as everybody else liked it. It was okay.
But Wiggy is also, he has said in the past that he doesn't like movies that you have to think.
No, I didn't say. I said
yes, movies. He did.
I don't like endings where I have to think what happened at the end of the movie.
Well, you don't like, but movies that make you
think at the end.
Yeah. Where well, I gotta, you just go to ScreenRant.com and you just go ahead and just read about the ending. It's like, hey.
Yeah, right.
Let me read about what this guy is.
Like ending explained.
Yeah, well, I want you to wrap it up for me as a director. I don't want to leave the movie and have to come up with my own idea, Lawrence. I want to be able to leave the movie and go, oh, okay, I see why they ended it that way. Not come up with my own.
You hated Inception, then.
Yes. Inception and any N. Night Shyamalan movie.
You hate all the Shyamalan
except twists? Except for Split and what was the one that he just came
Glass.
Out? Glass.
Yeah, Glass wasn't bad.
Yeah, but like The Village and all those other dumb movies. Yeah, I'm a movie savant, so we could go all day on movies.
Yeah, Glass was Split and Glass was great.
Yeah.
Especially because they added on to a movie that was 15 years old that didn't do too well.
Yeah, no, that was pretty good. What was the best movie you saw this year? Was it Endgame? Was it Once Upon a Time in Hollywood? Was it something else?
John Wick 3.
Endgame. I'm a big Marvel fan. So
yeah.
Endgame, the whole leading up to it, from Captain America to all that, all the way up to the Avengers to the Hulk movie, I'm gonna call. Thor Ragnarok Hulk movie, because yeah. That's truly what it was. It was a Hulk movie with a guest star of Thor. So the Hulk movie sure. All the way up.
Right.
You can't deny that. This one best movie so far out there.
That's the best.
I agree.
Best Marvel movie. Endgame was...
Which one? Ragnarok?
Ragnarok. Because the Endgame Infinity Wars, the way they do the Hulk, it's just like, ugh.
Well, you get so mad.
Yeah, I'm not a big... I wasn't a big fan of the Endgame.
No, what it is... Thor was unreal, but man, he was a god that possesses lightning. It was a god of lightning and did not need his hammer, and he was barely winning. As you saw, he was killing other gods in the previous movies. Him and Hulk, this did him discredit, but I feel they had to do. You couldn't give somebody so much power and be like, well, he get his win. My man killed.
Yeah, but it's when you're talking about Endgame, when you're talking about... When you're talking about Endgame and then Black Widow dying, that's when you're supposed to see World War Hulk.
Yeah, you were just so mad about Hulk. Yeah, you got to take that away.
Yeah, well.
Because Professor Hulk, some people like Professor Hulk.
No, Professor Hulk doesn't work.
Oh.
You know, all he needed was the tattoos on his arms. He had glasses.
Right.
His cashmere. Get a cappuccino. That's the Hulk that people wanted. And that's the Hulk they got.
Do you have any football questions for Lawrence? I feel like this is grown great.
Yeah, I mean, I got nothing else. We could talk movies. I feel like we get more out of Lawrence when we talk movies.
Lawrence, I'll throw a football question in here, though, just because I do like where the movie thing was going. But it sounds like Benjamin Watson is coming back. What's your reaction to having a guy who was here in camp and then was let go and gone for a week and now looks like he's back?
Well, you know, the experience and everything of the leadership that he possesses is great. I've known Benjamin for a couple of years now, and what he truly brings to the team is amazing. Someone that has been around so many years and been around some good organization, understands the ups and downs of the league like he has been through, and is able to talk about that with younger athletes coming in or somebody that's going through the same problems here and there. He actually can help that out. So having him back, it's a good thing just to build on morale and bringing everybody together, as we already are on the coach-Nick team. And, you know, bring somebody in like that is not going to be troublesome. It's just going to be bringing them a little bit more closer.
Now, we talk about this nightmare in New England defense, which is the nickname. Yeah. And the thing that we start to notice with this defense is you guys, your ability to create turnovers, score off those turnovers. It seems like every single game you guys are scoring touchdowns off turnovers. How important is it for you as a defense to every week go into the game and say, hey, let's create as many turnovers as we can and see if we could potentially even, you know, turn those turnovers into scoring opportunities?
Well, you know, if you do the statistics that if you turnover, if you get one turnover, your chances of winning the game increases dramatically. If you get two turnovers, your chance of winning the game is like 80-90%. Three is 100%. So the goal is to be disruptive and to eliminate big plays as a defensive group. And that is trying to get the ball out, trying to strip, interception, or anything we can to make negative plays. And that's the whole mindset. And as we play together as a group, you start seeing it more and more, how we're able to get interceptions, how we get pressure on the quarterback, making sure they read the routes and hopefully getting a scoring opportunity. But as you see, once you do that as a defense, score, get a pick six or a fumble for a touchdown, the morale changes altogether. And that's the big momentum boost that a lot of teams get when that happens, and that's what we've been getting. So the goal is not to just look for picks and look for touchdowns. The goal is to, how do you be disruptive to constantly fight for, get something out. Like, if it's a pick, it's a forced fumble, if it's a tackle for loss, if it's a sack, or is it stop on third and one. That's the whole goal, to make sure you try to maintain momentum on one side of the ball and continue to force them back.
We're talking with Patriots defensive lineman Lauren Sky, and one of your new teammates this year is Michael Bennett, and he has played less each week so far this year, and I'm sure all of you guys would like to play all of the snaps on defense, but you've been playing so many different guys, and there's quite a rotation. I know he made a comment, Bennett did recently, about how he has a zero role on the team, and he wasn't really sure what was going on. What has he been like as a teammate for you guys?
You know, he's been... He's been a great leader in who Michael Bennett is. You know, he's a great pass rusher, so he's been helping us all out with pass rushing, and he's been helping us all out with certain things that he sees, you know, being a veteran player that he is, and watching a much film that he does, and he's been around many organizations and actually seen a whole lot. He's able to bring a different point of view into it. And having that, we talk about it. We're able to talk about players. We're able to talk about schemes and all of the above with him. And he's able to communicate us. Because I know as a D-lineman, we're in the same room together. So when I start watching film, I'm breaking down film, and we're all breaking out the group. He started breaking it out. I'm able to go over there and talk to him, like, hey, this is what I'm seeing. This is what I'm getting on the film. Are you getting the same thing? He'd be like, yeah, I'm getting this kind of stuff, and I like this. And we could go to the group, we could talk to them, and we actually could discuss as players what we are seeing on that film. And he brings a big part of that, being that experience. And like I said, pass rush is his forte, and he has looked at everybody's pass rush and like, hey, this is what you need to do a little bit better. You should make this step. You should use your hand this way. You should do that. And it helps, you know, and it's key to help. And he's been a good job at doing that, and a good job at trying to understand what's going on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.